feel so nauseous. Oh, my stomach feels like cat drool on a dog lip. Yes, the seltzer shall be the eraser on the blackboard of life. It's your help. Why am I talking like a character in a Tennessee Williams play? I don't know. Who does it matter? Here, here, though. Wow, what a head rush, for sure. Oh, more tiny bubbles than a Don Ho medley.
Happy 1 month anniversary to you. Oh. What do you give someone for their 1 month anniversary?
Oh, styrofoam. That's why I bought your boogie board.
That's romantic. Well, I have a little surprise for you. The Hammond family is doing a TV special in Boulder, and I get to cover the dress rehearsal. I thought you might want to come with me.
The Hammond family? Oh, man. The all-American Hammonds? Oh, man. I especially love Donna and Mario. They're my favorite. Oh, man. That's wonderful. Pass. I mean, I know, but I've got millions of things to do, and I have to send a condolence card to Morris, the cat's mother, too.
Well, then at least come down and have lunch with me.
I said I was busy!
Whoa, aren't we snippy today?
Oh, man, I'm sorry. You know how I get before the opening of trout season. We'll have a lovely dinner tonight, won't we, hunting, maybe?
Okay, I accept your apology. I gotta run. Well, I'll see you after work. Bye, big kids.
Bye, little pooter.
Bye.
Oh. Oh, what a performance. My stomach feels like I have a Greek Orthodox wedding going on in the...
Oh! Oh!
Doctor, is that you? Patient!
I don't ordinarily make house calls. I had to make an exception in this case. I don't have an office.
I don't feel very well.
Go no further. First, I need you to sign this waiver. It clears me of any wrongdoing in the event of death or permanent disability resulting from my total ignorance of the medical profession.
You a doctor?
The only reason I became a doctor was to get MD plates so I could park in front of Bloomingdale's. Oh, hold on. Open your mouth wide. Nurse Ryan, will you come in, please? Well, what are you gawking at? Have you ever seen a naked man before? $3.15, that's a tad high, Lord.
It'd be perfect if I were a rump roast. I should do something, just as long as you don't have to have anything shaved.
Relax. Better turn your head. This might hurt a little. Damn, I'm good.
Actually, I feel strange and wonderful. I feel kind of achy, and I mean, I have cravings for, like, Teflon bananas. I feel kind of queasy. Shock-tempered! What is it? What is it?
Well, either you're turning into Billy Martin or you're pregnant.
That's it. I'm preggers. I've got a bun in the oven.
Nonsense! And that's me saying it. All right. I'm into my consultation call. We'll talk it over. Just sit here.
I feel so weak in the knees.
Mark?
I'm pregnant. I'm really pregnant. Oh, I can't wait to tell Mindy in Omni Magazine.
Mark is your personal physician and doubles partner. I suggest that you break it to your wife gently. Work on that serve.
Oh. I just felt a sharp pain, that's all. Another one, too. What does it mean?
Means you're in labor and I'm playing single.
Oh. don't know if it's a boy or a girl. We won't know till it hatches.
Oh, that's wonderful. And look, I have a navel. That's wonderful. And no stretch marks either.
Hello, little nooner.
I'm a mother. I'm going to give you everything except for an Oedipus complex. And I can read Hulk and books now and stay up all night. Yeah.
You know what's making a big romantic comeback? The family unit.
Don't talk to me about family units. I just spent the whole day with the Hammond family. All nine of them. Come on, Mark, let's just go out, you and me. I mean, we're young. We're in the honeymoon.
Oh, you're absolutely right, Vinny. Maybe we should have a little tete-a-tete and then sit down and talk.
Mark, what's wrong with going out and just having some good old-fashioned fun?
All right, Min, we could talk in Latin if you want. Cum claritate maxime gloria gloria.
Mark.
Min, how can we lead such frivolous lives? I mean, when you consider what's going on in the world today, I mean, trouble in El Salvador, and cruise missiles, and bad line calls against John McEnroe, and the family.
Why do you keep bringing up family?
Well, I'd like to have one, Min, right now.
I want to have a family someday just as badly as you do. But a family is something you plan for. Who wants it starting out? We're not really ready emotionally or financially. My gosh, my career's just getting off the ground. And yours? Well, this is America. Mark, if we had a baby right now, it wouldn't be fair to the child in the long run. Maybe down the road a bit. Now, let's just go out, you and me.
Oh, Mimi, you don't understand. Time is of the essence. Pakistan has the bomb, and all they have to do is roll it down the hill.
Mark, we just got married. It's a time for the two of us, so let's just work on that a while, all right? Now, I'm going to go get changed, and we're going to go have a nice candlelight dinner, and then maybe go for a sleigh ride, okay? And then maybe come home and thaw each other out.
There's got to be some way we can get you and Mindy together. Too bad it's not Easter, huh?
I swear I heard something.
I didn't hear anything.
There it is again.
Maybe it's this hour.
Or maybe it's a Jehovah's Witness with a watchtower with the late scores.
Is somebody there? Good night.
It might be Claude Rains, Min.
Good night.
Hey, you! Come back here!
No, mister, take good care of it.
Look! Then somebody left a baby in our doorstep.
A baby is just an egg.
Just an egg, Min? Shouldn't we not be prejudiced?
Look, there's a note down here, too.
I love my child because I know you'll take good care of it. You're good, kind, understanding people. Especially you, Mindy. Let's see, it's about 2:30 a.m. Yeah, I think that's a good time for an explanation.
Min, this is merely conjecture, but I'll give it a try. A poor, unwed mother is cast out of Boston by her WASP parents. Muffy, Chad and I believe that you have to leave, but we packed you a few lacoste shirts and your penny loafers. She wanders around Boston, selling her own hair and a few Springsteen tickets to raise enough money to buy milk for her child.
That's real interesting. Now, how about the truth?
You want the truth? I'll give you the truth verite. In your hand, you are holding our child.
Okay. That's enough for tonight. This thing's going back to the refrigerator.
Oh, the world is cold enough as it is.
Daddy didn't mean that.
This would be one of your better jokes, except men don't have babies, and for sure they can't lay eggs.
Well, Min.
You know that I am a test tube child without a navel. Look.
So you here?
What's that? See, Min? I'm telling you the truth. I'm not lying.
Wait a minute. Well, you mean... No. You mean you and I would... When... And I... And here it is?
You should work for Reader's Digest, man.
No. that I am not dreaming, and that is our child. What is that going to be?
I don't know, Mimity's going to have his own affirmative action program.
I don't think there's anything that has happened to me in my life that could possibly prepare me for the fact that that is our child. Not even all the Twilight Zones I've watched.
Well, Mimin, you told me it wasn't the right time, and so I went out to try and find other parents for it, and then I realized the best parents in the whole world would be you and I. Mimin, we'd love this. I mean, can we keep him? Can we, Mimin? Can we, Mimin?
Well, of course we'll keep it, Morph. I mean, I'd love anything you and I made together.
You weren't too crazy about that bookcase.
That was different.
Oh, Mimin, at last we have someone we could cherish and have someone to contest our will. I mean, someone we can have put medication out of reach of. Mimin, is something wrong?
Why would you say that?
Well, I've never seen anyone grit their back before. You! Well, there we go.
No, everything's great.
Mimin, you're not really too convincing in that. You sound like Nancy Reagan saying she doesn't spend a lot of money on new dishes.
It's just that I had this insane idea that when you and I decided to plan a family, I would be the one who had the baby. I don't know. I looked forward to knowing that there was a baby inside and craving strange foods and getting fat and not being able to see my face.
Mean, come on now. Just because you're not the mother doesn't mean that it doesn't need your love. Come on, you're going to be the prettiest, softest father a kid ever had.
I
think you better hurry, Min. Because our child is growing faster than a Russian athlete on steroids. Huh? Amazing with a little love how much you can grow.
What is in that egg?
I don't know, Mim, but I hope it's healthy.
When do you think it's going to arrive?
Well, look, about 24 hours.
24 hours? But humans get 9 months. If elephants get 2 years, I get 24 hours. It takes longer than that to get Peking duck.
Boy, he can sure kick. Min, are you related to Bruce Lee?
I guess there's not much for me to talk at this first.
Come on, now, Min, you've got to be a parent, too. Now, come over here and touch it. Now, just pat it. Well, you know, put your arms around it. Have you hugged your egg today?
That looks silly.
Well, you should. I just told you to hug an egg.
Come on. Looks nice and warm.
It should be. I sat on it all night. Why don't you talk to it?
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh, no. Come on, now, Min, you talk to your plants, including that little wandering Jew. There'll be a day, I don't know.
Hello. This is Mindy, your mother. Your father.
One of your parents. I feel like Sherry Lewis without lamb chop.
Min, isn't it wonderful? We're parents now. We get to say things like, don't put that in your mouth. You don't know where it's been. Well, Min, have you thought of a name yet?
Well, I kind of like it to name it Beth after my mother. If it's a girl and it doesn't have wings.
I have a certain sentimental attachment to a name if it's a boy.
What's that?
Rodan?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, a little too ethnic? How about Jennifer? Or maybe Mustafa Joaquin?
Oh, how are we going to explain to people that you laid an egg? And that we hatched a baby? And only after 1 month of marriage?
We'll tell them we had to get married.
I've been thinking about this, and I think we should keep it all a secret.
You mean, are you ashamed about child?
Oh, no. No, Mark, but what if somebody found out it was part alien? Who knows what they'd do to it? And then they'd find out you're an alien, and who knows what they'd do to you?
Tell her, Ollie! Tell her, Ollie!
With it?
A sad and desperate man.
Oh, don't you see? We'll be right there. We're not decent.
I don't want to see you. I want to talk to you.
Hey, what do we do?
The bedroom.
No, not now. We have company, man.
I meant the egg.
Oh, I know. That was just trying to give a little comic relief. These moments of tension. Easy, gentle.
Oh, we'll be right there. Oh. Be careful.
I feel like we're at a company picnic on Saturday, miss.
I'm counting to five. Open the door or I'm climbing into the trash compactor.
Oh, wait a minute. I'll stay here with the egg. I think it's almost time, though. Oh, wait, listen. I hope all this rolling around hasn't turned him into a quiche.
I'll get rid of Mr. Bickley.
Where's Moore?
Brooks in the bedroom having breakfast. Rice Krispies.
Hi, Dick. Nice suit you got there. How's life treating you?
It all started when I met Dorinda at a Club Med Lure. She told me she loved... What is that noise?
Oh, I'm just listening to my Exorcist soundtrack. Little Linda's head's just starting to spin around. Min, tonight, can you give me a little moral support, maybe a ball-peen hammer?
What's going on in there that's more important than me?
No, you don't want to go in there. Get along and remind you of Dorinda.
Oh, you're right. Everything does. I'll never be able to look at my family album or eat suckling pig again.
Mr. Bickley, you've got to know that those gray skies are going to clear up. So put on a happy face. And remember, there's always more fish in the sea.
But I want a girl just like the girl that ran off with dear old Dad. Mindy, I don't want to upset you, but I think there's a great big nest over there.
What?
Don't you see it?
Yes.
What is it?
It's a great big nest.
What the hell is it doing?
Boy, is Mark going to be upset if Pet Condor got away.
Why do I come here?
You don't want to miss this like you did Beverly Hills Remake. It's it, Min. Isn't it much nicer having the baby at home rather than the hospital?
No, it's important that we don't panic. And if we panic, it's important we're not lost.
Oh, I just hope it's healthy.
I just hope it doesn't be the best.
I love you, Min.